So we saw yesterday that the Gemara first brings from Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi learned that that Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokesh argue both by Chayv Mises and by Chayv Malchus. That in both of them, Rav Yochanan holds that only Chayv only Mezid is Potter from Mammon. That Shogig is not Potter from Mammon. And Rav Shlokesh holds Ben Meshogig Ben Mezid. That's Rav Dimi's version. So the Gemara asked an Avdimi from Rava, asked an Avdimi from Tanav Echeskia. From Tanav Echeskia, it's a Hekdesh, Makar Behema, Makar Odom. From Tanav Echeskia, we see that Chayvim Mises Shoyik Mundu Patr from Tashlumin. Therefore, the Gemara brings Elo, Yosser Rava Nomar, it's a different version, but by Chayvim Mises Shoyik Mundu Patr from Tashlumin. Machoikis is only by Chayvim Malchus Shoyik Mundu. That's the Shos of the Shmai. So Poshib Shat in this Gemara is that Avdimi is now slugged up. He slugged up Rav Dimi from Tanur Vecheskia. However, we saw yesterday that Rashi in the beginning of Nechnokim in Pedalad and Beis in Sanhedrin, there the Gemara has a lashon Hanicha leman the isle the Tanur Vecheskia of leman the lesle the Tanur Vecheskia. The Gemara has a lashon that there's a man the lesle the Tanur Vecheskia. Tosis grapples by us who exactly is that mandomar. But Rashi, when they learn, it's a machlekes. So apparently, Rashi holds that Rav Dimi is not slugged up from Tanav Echeskia. Rava didn't think anybody argues from Tanav Echeskia, but Rav Dimi holds that it's the machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish argued about Tanav Echeskia, and the Nechanokim is going apparently like Rav Dimi. And if the Gemara says that Tanav Echeskia is not so, that Tanav Echeskia is shonly in the machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's what we saw yesterday. Yeah, we grapple with the question: how could Rav Dimi learn that way? How's he going to learn our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that only Baal Achosi is chayav knas, but Baal Gitoy is not chayav is potter miknas. As Kimli Ravine, according to Reichem, we're talking about Layasrube. That we don't really have a satisfactory solution. I looked a little bit in the Shita brings from the Ramban and from their Oth. They also asked what did Rav Dimi do with the Mishnah? How do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that there's a chilek between Achosi and Bitoy. According to Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan is not mechalek from Chayvei Malchus and Chayvei Mises. That doesn't really help. The bottom line, and there are both Ramban and their Oth, they say that from the Mishnah, yeah, it's hakasher from the Mishnah, but it wasn't enough to be a tiyuf to the Rav Dimi. So therefore, we ask from Tanav Echeskia. But it is a kashim in the Mishnah. Just the Gemara wants to blow Rav Dimi totally out of the water, so it brings Tanav Echeskia where it's explicit. The Mishnah, we could, it's not quite as explicit. Yeah, we would talk a shvel if we listen to it, but it's not the. Mice and Rashi holds Rav Dimi is not a toisit that we don't reject Rav Dimi at all. We have a stam Gemara in Anechanok that goes with Rav Dimi. How are you going to make sense out of the Mishnah? And that's a Mishnah Liyashim. But I want to talk through something else. Chayra, this maybe opens up a new horizon. This Rashi that says the Tanav Echeskia, our sugya notwithstanding, is really shani b'machlokes. Not everybody agrees to Tanav Echeskia. That at least according to Rav Dimi and according to the Gemara and Hanechadokim, it's Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish argue about Tanav Echeskia. So Chayra, this maybe opens up a new avenue of thought. Because the emphasis is we had a problem that we grappled with already at the beginning of this month, not the beginning of the year, and later on we revisited, and that is the following. We know Shitas Rashi is that Kimli B'Avine is a Dinim Beistin, but it's not a Ptur. That's how Rashi learns Rava's Memra, that Estin Osa Torah Vafilu Ba'alimah in the Marmet B'Mitzit Tzadik Aleph, but elsewhere the Gemara brings it. Estin Osa Torah Vafilu Ba'alimah, Rashi learns means that he's really Chayev. Not only Lassar Vishamayim, even the Yodom, Itofas Lemat Kinamine, he's really Chayim. It's just that it's a. That Ein Lonu Koyach, Rashi Lashon is in Bamatsi over there. Ein Lonu Koyach Lo Inche Shayim. Basin doesn't have a Koyach Lo Inche Shayim. So the question is, we had this question way back when. I said, how do you understand the Dinim Chayim Mises Shoyim? By Chayv and Mises Shogigim, we're not coming Lo'in Sheshayim. If the whole din of Kim Rabnei is a din in Beis Din, that Ein Lanu Koyach Lo'in Sheshayim, we can't give him two Einshim. So Melech Chayv Mishas Mizinim. I understand. We're giving him. We want to give him to. We're giving him an Einish Misa. We can't also give him an Einish of Mammon. But Chayv Mishas Shogigim. We're not trying to be Manishim Misa. Because he's a shogig, so we have no. We're not going to be Manishim Misa. We have no agenda to be Manishim Misa. So how can they say Enlonu Koyach Lein Shishtayim? We're not coming to be Manishim Shtayim. We only want to be Manishim the Mammon. So how do you understand the whole concept of Tanur Vecheskin? It's a basic problem. So, Lemaisa, we had two Mahalchim in this problem. One at the beginning of the year and the one in the middle of the year. And it impacts on how to understand Rashi in Sanhedrin by the Mishnah Bava Machteres. That's really also an important text over here. The Mishnah says that Abav Machteres, this Mishnah we've had many times, Abav Machteres v'shiva sechavis is potter. Kimle d'rabmini. So Rashi in Sanhedrin asks, what does Rashi in Sanhedrin ask? There in the Mishnah.
He walks out of the
Machteres, not chayv misa anymore. He's already potter mimisa. So where's the kimle d'rabmini? So what does Rashi answer? Chayv misa shaygim. Works with chayv misa shaygim. Very obscure the Rashi. What's the kasha? What's the teretz? Not so clear. What's his kasha? Not so clear. What's his teretz? What's the kasha? He's potter. But when he broke the chovas, he was chayav. What do I care that now he's potter mimisa? He walked out of the machteres. Now it's not when he's breaking the chovas. He broke the chovas in the machteres. In the glory of other cases, but in the Mishnah he broke the chovas in the machteres. If he broke the chovas in the machteres, so then he was chayav misa. B'shas lechiyav mamon, he was chayav misa. So what's Rashi's kasha in the first place? Other Rishonim taka chaylik and Rashi. They say they don't see the problem. When he broke the machteres, the Ramah over there. When he broke the chavis, he was chayim misa. So what's Rashi's kasha? And if for some reason Rashi holds no, but now he's not chayim misa. Rashi still has a kasha, but now he's not chayim misa. So what's the teretz of this chayim misa showing him? But now he's not chayim misa showing you either. He's not chayim misa. If you're telling me that now he's potter from he, now he's not chayim misa. So now he's not chayim misa showing him either. So what was Rashi's kasha? It's very not clear. What was Rashi's kasha? What was Rashi's teretz? So we had two mahalchim in that Rashi, and we made two mahalchim on the general issue of how do we reconcile this? Rashi's havon of kimud rabbi that it means ein lanu koyach lein shishtayim on the one hand, and the idea that we have chayv mishas and the idea of tana mekeski on the other. So there are two approaches. Just reminding of things we talked about in the past. We had one mahalach at the beginning of the year, a little bit more pilpul dika mahalach. That's talking about Rashi's kasha in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin is asking that since the din of kimli rabbin is din based in that emunah koyach lein shishtayim, so maybe when he's in the machteres, so we can't be manish mishtayim. But the basic chiyuv he has, it's not like when he broke the chavos he was potter. When he broke the chavos, basically he was chayav. It's chiyuv ramyalei. He's chayav losu lishemayim. He tofes loy matkinim. When he broke the chavos, he has a chiyuv moment. He gets a chiyuv moment. Just ein lanu koyach lein shishtayim. Rashi's asking, okay, that's when he's in the Machteres, but now when he walks out of the Machteres, we don't want anymore to be Manashim Misa. So now let him be Chayel, now let's be able to be Goyver, the Chiyav Mamon. Rashi's Teretz is that Chayel and Misa Shoyging is Mechadesh, the Kimeli Rabbeinu is not only a Dinim based, and it's also a Ptur. Besides the Chayel and Misa's Mezidim, which is Taka Dinim based, and the Ein Lanu Koyach Lein Shishtayim, but the Chayel and Misa's Shoyging was Mechadesh, that Misa Taka Pat Patas from Mom. And both dinam are true. There's dinam Chayim Misa's Mezidim, that's a dinam based on the name of the Kayach Lein Shishtayim, that you have by Malkus also, for example. But then in Chayim Misa's in Tanu Vecheskos Mischadish, a new halacha, another gather of Kimle Derabine, that Kimle Derabine creates a Ptur. Do you see that from Chayim Misa's Shogin? So Mela, that's it, says Rashi, so now I understand the Bab Machteres, the din of Ein Lanu Kayach Lein Shishtayim doesn't apply, because now he's not in the Machteres anymore, we don't want to be Manashim Shishtayim. But we can invoke the other halacha of Chayiv Misa Shogim that Kimle Rabbeinu is a Ptur. So when he broke the Chavos, he was Potter. If when he broke the Chavos, he was Potter, he's not going to become Chayiv now. He has to be Mischayiv B'Shas Shvir Sachavos. That was a Havon that we wanted to say in that Rashi. Of course, that presented us with a problem. Anybody remember? We're reaching way back. Right, so how do you understand Rava? Rava says, Esten Asotara Fila Balimoi, that the Esten has a Shem Esten because he's really chayiv to give her the Esten. It's only a dinim based it, but really he has a chayiv to give her the Esten. What do you mean? You just told me that chayiv mishishoyging him is mechadish for us that there's a ptur. So why is it an Esten? He's the chapotter from giving her the Esten. So what do we answer? What? With the Raivet, that there's a difference between chayiv mishishoyging, the Torah person, chayiv mamon that a person that the Torah is matal on someone, and chiyuv moment that he takes on his own. Chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes on somebody, so then you can talk about a p'tur. From this chiyuv moment, he's potter. But chiyuv moment that he takes on himself, he promised to give her the esnan, that's the din p'tur is not relevant to. Then we can only be down on the din and based on that ein lanu koyach to be goyve both things. That was that pilpul. That was one way of dealing with these two issues. How to understand the Rashi and Sanhedrin, and also how to understand, you know, how do we reconcile Chayv Mishu Shoygin with the halacha, with this notion that it's a din and based on. So in the Chanami, Chayv Mishu Shoygin is a tour. And both halachas are true. There's one halacha that of Kerish also that's a din and based on. That in the Chayv Mishu Mezidim. And then in addition, in Tana Vecheski, it's Mishchadish that there's also a din p'tur. But the din p'tur only applies to Chivu Imam that the Torah imposed, not the Chivu Imam that he undertook on his own, and Estan is a Chivu Imam that he undertook on his own. That's what we said all the way at the beginning of the year. Yeah. The time I was very enthusiastic about it, and later on I lost a little bit of enthusiasm for it because we didn't slug it up, but we weren't so sure. And we had another possibility, which will be another Havan in the Rashi in Sanhedrin. And that's to say like this. La'olam kimli d'rabbanei is a dinim based. Like Rashi says in Rava. I won't say no fancy footwork, there's no two dinim. It's one din. Kimli d'rabbanei is a dinim based in ein lanu koyach lo'ein sh'shtayim. Like Rashi we had in Lamed Gimel Beis at the bottom. Lav mishim d'lei mechayiv. By the way, my zutra over there. Lav mishim d'lei mechayiv. Said Rashi, the bottom Rashi in Lamed Gimel Beis. D'chiyuv v'ram yalei. He has a chiyuv. Just we can't be good. So how do we understand Tana v'cheskel? Chayv mishu shoygin. So then we're not coming to Mimana Shemshtayim. So I suggested that perhaps like this, that and also what's the Havana in the Rashi and Sanhedrin by Bava Machteres? So we had another plan, plan B. Lo'olam kimel d'rabbanei is a din beistin. But what exactly is this din beistin? What is the Torah saying about Beis Din? So the Poshet of Shat is Kedei Rishosai Ein Lanu Koyach Lo'in Sheishnayim Mishum Risha Achas Atem Achayvi V'yitem Achayvi Mishum Shtei Rishoyis. Rashi says over here at the bottom of the Omud Ve'en Atem Achayvi L'mishum Risha Achas. That's the Poshet, the grammar of the Drosha. The Drosha comes from Kedei Rishosai Risha Achas Atem Achayvi V'yitem Achayvi Mishum Shtei Rishoyis. The Poshet to Drosha is Shtei Rishoyis. Here we have to maybe... I said yesterday, even though Chayr Misu Mamma doesn't come from Kedei Rishosai B'chal, Misu Mamma comes from Loya Olsen, not from Kedei Rishosai. Rashi, but we had already Rashi in several places, Rashi over here in the bottom of the Omud, Rashi in Makkos Daf Yud Gimel, that Rashi quotes the Pasuk of Kedei Rishosai even when he's talking about Misu Mamma. Apparently Rashi holds that Loya Olsen is Megal on Kedei Rishosai. That it's that we need both. That's the Gemara Lama Zion. There's a Tzichasa. I wouldn't know one from the other. But now that I know Lo Yosim that there's a Din Misa Mamon, so it's a Gili Milsa. Lo Yosim is a Gili Milsa that there's Din Kteir Shosa even by Misa Mamon. So the Poshet, the grammar, what it says in Kteir Shosa, Mishim Risha Achas Otam Achayvi V'yitam Achayvi Mishim Shtei Rishoyas. And that would imply that the Din of Beis Din Tak is only Beis Din wants to Milchayv and to Rishoyas. But if Beis Din is not trying to Milchayv and Misa, let's say by Shagig, then there won't be a Din of, then there won't be a Din of Kimli Dravene. And the truth is that Rashi by us in the bottom of the Omud, that this Rashi in the bottom, the second class Rashi in the bottom of the Omud by us, Rashi Takel says that that's why without a pasuk, Rav Yochanan, for example, or Rav Dimi's Rav Yochanan, he holds it's only by Chayv, only by Mezid and not by Shoygin. Didn't Kimli Rabnei, Rav Yochanan holds it's only by Chayv Misa and Chayv Malkus, Mezidim and not Shoygin. So Rashi explains why. Maybe it's by both. How does Rav Yochanan, why does Rav Yochanan assume the Torah said Kimli D'Rabbanei. So why does Rabbi Yochanan assume that it's only by Mezid and not by Shayid? So Rashi explains. Because the Loyasu Rebbe, Eino Temechayve, Elim Shem Rishach, as the moment, it's not Shtei Rishoyas. We're not coming to be Manishim Shtei. In other words, I'm pointing something out. What we're asking over here, that, you know, how do we reconcile Rashi's Havon and Kedei Rishosu, that it means Eino Nekoyach Loin Sheshtayim, how do we reconcile it with that, with Tanur Vecheskio, that the Zin and Chayve Mises Shoygin? Rashi Vayas says, he doesn't answer this question, but Rashi Vayas explains that that's Takav Shat in Rav Dimi's Rav Yochanan. Why Rav Yochanan holds that the Halacha Kimli D'Rabbanei was only said by Mezid and not by Shoygig? Says Rashi, because by Shoygig it's not Shtei Rishoyis. We're only coming to be Manashim Momen. We're not coming to be Manashim Misa. So Rashi Taka says that's Pshat in Rav Yochanan. That's why our presumptive You know, our presumption is that the din of Kedei Rishasai, the din of Kiyum Rabbani, is by Mezid and not by Shogeg. Because the drosha is Kedei Rishasai, Mishim Mishachas, and the Mechayim, and the Mechayim, and the Mechayim, and by a Shogeg, it's not Shtei Rishasai, because we're only coming to be Manishim, the Rishon Mammon. So that's how Rashi Taka explains Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, so our question is, but how do you understand Tanav Echeskia? So that's Rabbi Yochanan. But what about Tanav Echeskia? Tanav Echeskia has a drosha that does apply to Chayim, Mishim Shogeg. What happened to this Gedder of Eilon, Ukoyach, Lein Shishtayin? So we'll have to say that in Echanami, the Gedder Taka changes. If the Tanav Echeskia, the Gedder now is no longer that Eilon, Ukoyach, Lein Shishtayin. But that does not mean that it's no longer a Dinim Beistin. It's still a Dinim Beistin. Just what exactly is this din of basin that we're talking about? That changes before Tanav Echeskia and after Tanav Echeskia. Before Tanav Echeskia, so I would have said the drosha is like the simple reading of Kedei Rishasai that Ein Lano Kayach La'Ein Shei Shtayim, with the underscoring the word Shtayim, that we can't give Shtei Einshim. And that's B'mezid, that's not B'shogeg. B'shogeg, we're only giving him one inch. That's why without Tanav Echeskia, our initial assumption was that the din of Kiyum Rabbani is only the din of Kedei Rishasai is only B'mezid, not B'shogeg, as Rashi explains here in the bottom of the Amud. Comes along Tanav Echeskia and he says, no, but by Chayav Mises we have a drosha. That even my chayvim mises shogegim, which is only even my chayvim mises shogegim, we're not going to be manishim mammon. But that doesn't mean the whole gedder of Kiyum Rabbani changed, and now it's a din p'tur. No, it's still a din of beis din. But what's changed is the gedder of the din of beis din. The gedder of the din of beis din is no longer that ein lanu koyach lo'in shishtayim. The gedder of the din of beis din is that a maisa that we could have that had a tzad, what Rashi calls a tzad misa, a maisa that had a tzad that we could have in other circumstances been manish mammon, such a maisa we don't have koyach to be manish mammon. For a maisa that has a tzad misa, ein lanu koyach lo'ein shei mammon. That's still within a beis din. That's him, he has a chiyum mammon. But for an act that fundamentally is capital, it's a capital crime. He did it b'shogeg, but it's fundamentally a capital crime. Beis din doesn't have a koyach to be dana dini mammonis. A mice that's be'etzim dinin nefashos, beis din can't be done at dinin mamonos. But the chiyum v'ramyale. I thought this is probably derech this is the simple malach. So yes, of course, it's taka true. All the Rashi's that say that ein lanu koyach lo'ein shishtayim, they don't sting with tana v'cheski. Those are all pre tana v'cheski, or by Malchus or by Dimi. The lashon of shtayim doesn't really can't survive tana v'cheski. After Tanav Echeskia, Shtayim is really a Zomer, at least by Misa. By Malkus is still a good word. But by Misa, Shtayim is really not the point, because it's not Lo'in Shtayim. We're only being Manishim one. But we don't go out, we don't turn around 180 degrees. We still maintain that it's Din Beistin, but now it's no longer Shtayim. That was the original Drosha, Kedei Rishasai, Shtei Rishayus. But now it's already changing. It's no longer, the Hadgosh is no longer Shtei Rishayus. The Hadgosh is that Such a mice that has a tzad misa ain't lano koyach lo'in shei mammon olav. Oh, so now how are we going to read the Rashi in Sanhedrin about Bava Machteres? So Rashi now in Sanhedrin by Bava Machteres now will mean we'll read it differently. Rashi's question is what was Rashi asking? Rashi's question is Rashi in the Chachil understood Kedei Rishasai means ain't lano koyach lo'in shei shtayim, like we said before. That's Rashi. We're not trying to be manishim shtayim, because when he was in the machteres it was shtayim, but now he's not in the machteres. So based on him not trying to be manishim shtayim, so we're no longer interested in being manishim misa. Why can't we now be manishim mammon? And again, the underlying chiyav he has, not like when he broke the chavos he was potter. When he broke the chavos he was chayav, and the tofas like mafkinim he has chiyav ramyale. But while he was in the machteres, based on him have a koyach lo'in shei shtayim. So Rashi, okay, but now he's not in the Machteres. Now Beis Din's not in the Shtayim business anymore. We went out of the Shtayim business. We're finished with the Misa. Now let's be Manishim the moment. And says Rashi, yeah, Tanav Echeskia. Tanav Echeskia tells me that that's not the Gedder. It's not that Ein Lanu Koyach Lo'in Shei Shtayim. The Gedder is that for a Maisa that has a Tzad Misa, a Maisa that was Dinin Nefoshes Dik, Beis Din can't be done at Dinin Mamonis. That's still true even after he left the Machteres. The Maisa of Shiras HaChovas was still a Maisa that had a Tzad Misa. Because while he was in the Machteres, we could have been done at Dinin Nefashos. So for a mice that we could have been done Dinin Nefashos, we don't have a koyach to be done Dinin Mammonos. That's what Rashi's saying over there with Tanav Echeskia. This is sort of a summing up things we talked about in the past, but I'm just bringing it together. So I just want to throw out, Chayra, maybe say a new Mahalach. We'll see if it can withstand close scrutiny. Maybe say a pasha to think. It now emerges though from Rashi in Hanechanochim that Tana Necheskiel not everybody agrees to. It's Shani b'Machlekes. Machlekes are Rechon and Rechlokish. Right? That's the Rashi in Sanhedrin. There's the Islay Tana Necheskiel, there's the Leslay Tana Necheskiel. Says Rashi, Rechon holds from Tana Necheskiel. Rechlokish doesn't. Rav Dimi's still around. He's over there in Hanechanochim. What about Rabbis Halacha that the Estan Asatara Filu Balimoy, that the Kimle Dravna is not a Ptur, it's only a Din of Beis Din? Does everybody agree to that? Rabbis Chiddush, that Estan Asatara Filu Balimoy, Kimle Dravna is not a Ptur, just a Din of Beis Din. Does everybody agree to that? Or are there people who hold that Kimle Dravna is a Ptur? Also talked about it not so long ago. Rapapa. Rapapa's Beferish Chaluk and Rabba. By the sugya of akleis te'enazu v'tikni v'evit, right? Akleis te'enazu, and you'll be machnami the para. So Rav Papa said it's not a good mechira because it doesn't have to be in the para. Kimli d'rabane, and Rav says no. Esten asa tara filu balima. It is a good mechira. In our sugya we had Rabba said that if there's kimli d'rabane in the keren, there's no chiyav dalad v'hei. He says Rashi because dalad v'hei merchamad of gimel v'dalad. What gimel v'dalad? There's a chiyav keren. We can't collect it, but there's a chiyav keren. Why is that called gimel v'dalad? So. We said it's machlekes. This is apparently it's machlekes. Rava holds esen as a torah field balimoy that kimle rabbin is only dinner based in, and rabbin or papa hold that it's a ptur. Okay, so now we've freed up a lot of we've freed things up over here. Turns out that tana v'cheski is machlekes amayroim, and the issue of whether kimle rabbin is a ptur or whether it's a dinner based in is also machlekes amayroim. So maybe we could say we could just cut the whole Gordian knot. Say inechinami. According to Tana Vecheskia, that even Bishoigi, this didn't have Kimud Rabbinay, it's not a Ptur. Like the first reading that we had in Rashi and Sanhedrin by Baba Machteres. Tana Vecheskia's Taka tells me that Kimud Rabbinay is a Ptur. Aye, Rova says that Kimud Rabbinay is not a Ptur, Kimud Rabbinay is only a dinner based in. Maybe it doesn't hold from Vecheskia, not everybody else from Tana Vecheskia. So maybe we just put everything together. We'll make everything to Machlaika Samaran. Is this tenable? I think it's rather not tenable. But I'm just throwing. Yesterday I thought it's tenable, and I chapped this morning that it's not tenable. Possible to reason. Yeah. What?
Is it Rava on that Gemara?
That's Rava.
That's Rava. Rava. We'll see in a second. This is a different issue. But for Agama.
Yeah,
and Agama, Rava's the one who asked Tana Vecheskia and said, "How can you argue in Tana Vecheskia?"
That's Rava. No, isn't it Rava in Sanhedrin? In
Sanhedrin, in Ayin Beis, such a sclerotic could be Gerish. Rashi quotes it as Rava, Tosfos has it as Rava. Which Bav Metzia? Esten Asatar is Rava. Esten Tar Fil Bolim is Rava. That's what I want to say, it's Mechaik Zrava and Rava. Because by Agamar, about Kimli, about Dalad Ayim, Mechamad Vigimul Vidalad, is Rava, Rava and Rapapa. But here we have Rava, that's what I'm like, yeah. The Gemara says, "Eisei Rava asked Rav Yechon, what happened to Tana Vecheskia? Omer Rava, umikla madom achayv mishaygim chayovim, but Tana Vecheskia." So l'chor, this is not going to work. But I have actually, but just the thinking about this, so I'm even bothering to tell it to you. It doesn't really start. It's abortive. But actually, but this led me to a different question, which l'chor mamasha. Kashan Arami, it's a Kashan Rashi. It's a direct Kashan Rashi. Rashi and Peidalim Mubez, Rashi and Vinayam and Echanokim, and Peidalim Mubez says that Tanu Vecheski is a Machalikas of Yantan and Veshlokish. Right? That's Rashi we started with. There's Isle Tanu Vecheski, Lesser Tanu Vecheski, Zok Rashi, Plukta the Rabbi Yantan and Veshlokish, and Perak Elinayas. That's Rashi Sanhedrin, Peidalim Mubez. Rashi, 12 block before in Sanhedrin, on the Mishnah Bava Machteres, said that the Mishnah Bava Machteres only makes sense with Tana Vecheskia with Chayv Mishishoygim. I know he's not in the Machteres anymore. So where's the Kimle Dravne? Says Rashi, it's Medin Chayv Mishishoygim. What is that? That's Tana Vecheskia. So what's Rav Yochanan going to do with the Mishnah 12 up before? You're telling me that Tana Vecheskia is a Machlokes Amayroim. That's Rashi and Peidal and Mabez. Rashi and Ayin Beisim and Aleph and Ayin Beisim and Aleph. They're in Sanhedrin. Says that the Mishnah of Bava Machteres, Rishiva Sechavas, the pshat in that Mishnah is because of Tana Vecheskia. So what's Rav Yochanan going to do with the Mishnah of Shiva Sechavas? If Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Tana Vecheskia, so why is Shiva Sechavas potter? It's a pella also. How could Rashi and Hanechanochim forget that the 12 back before, not so long ago?
With the Yadrama.
What?
The Yadrama and that
Mishnah. Yeah, the Yadrama is Chalik and Rashi, but it's a Steer and Rashi. If you could say like the Adar Amad, then everybody could say the Rashi didn't need to say, didn't need to make the Mishmar Kana Vecheskia. The Adar Amad has nothing to do. It's not Chayv Mishnah Shekin. The whole Kashi, right? The Adar Amad, the whole Kashi doesn't start. It's like Chayv Mishnah, it's Chayv Mishnah Mizid. The Mishnah Chayv. Rashi didn't hold from. If the Adar Amad is good, it's good according to everybody. You could ask Nevdimi also. You know, according to Rashi and Sanhedrin, that the Mishnah, Rashi makes the Mishnah in above Machteris Tana Vecheski. So how can Nevdimi say the Tana that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know from Tana Vecheski? Yes, I guess according to those who show him, Nevdimi is a Tosif, so we'll be Tosif from there too. No, not the end of the world. But Rashi also Nevdimi is not a Tosif. That's the shahab. Bekitzer, what is Rabbi Yochanan? Yavdimi's version of Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the Mishnah above Machteres? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Chayiv Mishnah Shogeg Gemar Potter. I don't have Kimuvame. They're Chayiv Mammon. It's only Chayiv Mishnah Mizidim. So having a say above Machteres, Shibir Sechavis. But now he's left. He's no longer Chayiv Mishnah. According to Rashi's conception, that no longer has the Ptur of that's no longer Shtei Vishayis. Okay, it's not a stickle. It's not a kasha on me. It's a kasha. It's a glaring steer on Rashi from Daf Ayin Beis to Daf Pei Dalet in Sanhedrin. That's pretty close. 12 block. For us, 12 blot is like, you know, a year and a half. But for Rashi, if Rashi wrote that that slowly, he would never have gotten anywhere. For Rashi, that was probably like a week apart. So maybe it's like this. What was Rashi's kasha there and here?
Oh, maybe you could do that. Rashi and Sanhedrin, is saying that Tana Vecheski is just a model to show you that. Like, you would think that the din maybe is that only when it's like really a real chiyuv mitzvah. And now here's a classic example. If one held a Tana Vecheski, it should be a great way to show. So we can't necessarily prove it now that you don't hold a Tana Vecheski that the din is not that you need a real chiyuv mitzvah. Actually, you don't need a real chiyuv mitzvah. A good example is Tana Vecheski. Even if you don't hold the Tana Vecheski, though, it could still be true that you don't need a real
one. Right. I want to say Alderich Zevems. In other words, again, let's go back to the Pshat and Rashi and Sanhedrin. What's Rashi asking? What's he answering? You know, so we had two Mahalachim that Rashi, but leaving alone the fancy beginning of the year Mahalach, that Tana Vecheski is a Din Ptur, that's very hard to say. Pashup Shach and Rashi. It's everything's a dinner based in. Even after Tana Vecheski, it's a dinner based in. So what's exactly Rashi asking and what's he answering? So I said a few minutes ago. Rashi's kashin Sanhedrin was Rashi understood the grammar of the drasha. It says k'tei reshasim shemisha achas ata mechayvi ata mechayvi mishmishtei reshayis. So Rashi understood that the drasha of kimel d'rabbanei, the drasha k'tei reshasim, says that they learn a koyach lain shishtayim. Rashi says by us shtayim means shtayim. Two is two. If he leaves the machteris, we're no longer trying to be manish mishtayim. Ka'omer. So what's the problem? We can't be manish mishtayim. Here we're only be manish achas. And again, Rashi Lushitosu, he has a chiyuv. It's not like when he broke the chavis, he was potter. When he broke the chavis, he would have been potter, then I don't think the chiyuv could revive now. But Rashi's whole sheet is that when he breaks the chavis, his chiyuv ramile, he is chayev. Chavis lemav kinemine. Just the din and based him. That we have, ein lenu koyach la'an shishtayim. Fet Rashi, okay, when he's in the machteris, we're trying to be manish mishtayim. We can't do it. Now he left the machteris, we're no longer trying to be manish mishtayim. That was Rashi's kaf. So what's Rashi's teretz of Tanu v'Cheskiel? So I said before, Tanu v'Cheskiel, Tarashi's teretz is that Tanu v'Cheskiel is megala that the important word here is not shtayim. It's not that elanu koyach lo inshe shtayim. After all, in Tanu v'Cheskiel's case, if Chayim Misha Shogim, we're really not being manishim shtayim because we're not even trying to be manishim Misha. He's only a shogim. So Tanu v'Cheskiel is megala that the important word here is not shtayim. Rather, we have to rephrase it. That based on that on a maisa that has a tzad misa that has a tzad of dini nefoshes, basin doesn't have koyach to be done at dini mamonis. So tonevich, and that's the it's still a dini basin that doesn't change. About a kibbutz rabbanis a dini basin before tonevich cheskia and after tonevich cheskia, which changes from before tonevich cheskia to after tonevich cheskia, is that before Tanu v'Cheskiel, I thought the operative word is shtayim. Ein lenu koyach lo'ein shtayim. Like Rashi Bayas explains to Rav Yochanan, who doesn't hold from Tanu v'Cheskiel. That it's shtayim. If he's a shogeg, it's not shtayim. After Tanu v'Cheskiel, the important word is no longer shtayim. The important word is ein lenu koyach lo'ein shei dini mominus for a mice that's potentially dini nefashis. That's the poshet of pshat over there in the Rashi and Sanhedrin. So what Gamliel is suggesting is that if you hold from Tanu v'Cheskiel, I should take attendance. It would be better if I took attendance. anyway, you're suggesting is that maybe Rashi's taking a shortcut to prove that the grammar of the drush over here is not shtayim, but rather ein lenu koyach l'anshe dini mamonos. So if you have Tanu v'Cheskiel, that's an easy way to prove. You know, if you hold from Tanu v'Cheskiel, obviously it's not shtayim. It must be ein lenu koyach l'anshe dini mamonos. But that doesn't mean that you have to hold from Tanu v'Cheskiel to get to that conclusion. You can get to that conclusion without Tanu v'Cheskiel. You could just learn Stamazay that the pshat in k'teir shosoy doesn't mean really literally shtayim. It means that at a mice that adds in nefashos. Yeah, even though the words of the Torah, you know, we learn it out from the word rishach. We learn it out from k'teir shosoy rishachas v'lo shteir shoyes. But we understand, the Mishnah understands, that the important point over here is not the shtayim. The important point is that a mice that's dini nefashos dik is we can't be done dini mamonos. So Rashi, since the emes is probably that we pass like Tanu v'Cheskiel, Rava says that we pass like Tanu v'Cheskiel. Rashi is the emes that he goes with Tanu v'Cheskiel. But you don't need Tanu v'Cheskiel for this. You could say the same thing without Tanu v'Cheskiel. You could say that it's really not a din of shtayim. Yeah, 1 second. But we're going now in. But according to Rav Yochanan, by a case of chayvim, in a case where we're not actually going to be manishim misa, we will be manishim mama. Case of shogeg, for example, where we're not manishim misa, we will be manishim mama. So doesn't that show me that it is a din of shtayim? No. So I have to say, but the pshat that Rav Yochanan holds that we only can't be danim dinim mamanis if we never if there was a time when he was actually chayv dinim nefashos. Doesn't have to. It's not enough to have a tzad dini nefashos. You know, if he would have been mezid, he would have been chayav. A mice that really had a dini nefashos, because it was mezid. So ein lenu koyach lo inshei mamon. Then we don't have a koyach to be done with dini mamon. And then I thought maybe say al derech zeh, but maybe with the Hisofa. The grammar of Shtei Rishoyos was by Malkus Amam. That's the pasuk of Deir Shosse. That's by Malkus Amam. By Misa Amam, the emesis of the Torah uses a different language. Lo yosan, lo yosan anash yanash. If you don't hold from Tana Vicheskia, lo yosan means dinosan. Lo yed dinosan. If there's no chi of Misa, then he pays the Mevlodis. But if there's a chi of Misa, he doesn't pay the Mevlodis. Doesn't say there are loshan ashtayim. The emesis by Misa Amam doesn't say loshan ashtayim. The loshan the Torah says is that if there's no din misa, then there's no chi of if there's no din misa, then there's a chi of mammon, and imply that if there is a din misa, then there is no din mammon. In the grammar of the drosh of lo yosan, doesn't say anything about shtayim. So maybe we don't really need Tana Vecheskia. We could say the Rashi and Ayin Beis over there. No, again, we'll say the same idea. Rashi brings Tana Vecheskia because that's a shortcut to prove that it's not really a function of Shtayim. We don't mamish need Tana Vecheskia. We could get to the same place without Tana Vecheskia. We'll say like this: Mele by Malkus Amamun, the Torah says Shtayim. So maybe in a Chanami, maybe if he's not already, if he's no longer Chai Malkus for some reason, Luya had some kind of Bob Macheris equivalent by Malkus. The guy was Chai Malkus, but he's no longer. You never really have such a case. With Lu Yitzur by Malkus, he had such a case where the guy was Chayav Malkus, but then the Chayav Malkus went away. So maybe in a Chanami we banish him moment because it's not Shtayim anymore. But by Misu moment, that's not the lashon of the Torah. By Misu moment, Torah doesn't talk about Shtayim. By Misu moment, the Torah says Im Lo Yeh Osan Onashi Onash, that if there's no Din Misa, then there's a Din moment. But if there's a Din Misa, there's no Din moment. No, so Shiva Sechavus Machteres, was there a Din Misa? There was a Din Misa. B'Shah Shiva Sechavus was a Din Misa. Says the Torah. That's called Yeh Osan. There's a Din Misa. If there's a Din Misa, there's no Din Mamon. What? No, Im Osan Yeh, when it's not the Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. So if you don't hold from Tana Vecheskia, that means. What? No, I'm not following you. If you hold not like Tana Vecheskia, so when the Torah, which means that Chayvim Misas. Shagim pay mammon. So when the Torah says im lo yeh osan, doesn't mean osan mamish or din osan. Din osan. So Torah says im lo yeh osan anish yanish. If there's no din osan, then you have a din mammon. But if there's a din osan, then there's no din mammon. Then the next pasukim osan yeh v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh will mean that if there was osan yeh. That if there's a din osan, if there's a chi of misa, then he gets killed. But there's no chi of mamon. What
is that defining din osan? That has to be the case where there was. Is that just saying like what happened in that case, or is that like saying that part of the definition of osan is that there's osan and nefesh tachasam?
And the second pasuk not talking about Kim Rabin at all. The second pasuk is talking about the chi of misa for ritzicha. So it says him osan yev and asat and nefesh tachas nefesh, which according to lahalocha, Rabbi and Shimon have a different shot. But according to lahalocha means that if he killed the woman, they get killed. Then he gets killed for killing the woman. It's not talking about Rabbi at all. But the mocker for killing Rabbi is in the first. It's the first pasuk. Im lo yeh osan anashi anash. So again, if you don't hold from Tana Vecheskia, that means im lo yeh din osan. If there's no chi of misa v'payel. Then he pays for the mevlodus. But if there's a chi of misa v'payel, then he doesn't have to pay for the mevlodus. Doesn't he worry about shtayim? It just says if there's no chiyav misa, there's a chiyav mammon. So the chiyav misa, there's no chiyav mammon. Who says that anything to do? It had nothing to do with shtayim. So therefore, the ma'aseh when he broke the chovas, was there a din osan? Yes, there was. He was chayav misa. So the Torah says if there's a din osan, there's no din mammon. No, the point of all of this is to say. Whether in Chesky's version or with this Tosefos, that the Rashi over there who invokes Tana Vecheskia, Rashi's just using a shortcut to get to something that you could get to without Tana Vecheskia. Rashi is trying to make the point that even though it's a din of Beistin, even though Kim LeRabin is a din of Beistin, but it doesn't have to be translated in terms of Shtayim. Even if it's not Shtayim, for example, by Bob Machteres. By Bob Machteres, not Shtayim, because now he's not in the Machteres, we're not trying to be Manishim Shtayim. So what does Rashi say? Yeah, Rashi says, but it doesn't matter, Shtayim. The point is, this was, when he broke the Chavis, this was a mice that had Dinin Nefoshes. A mice that has Dinin Nefoshes doesn't have Dinin Mamonis. That's what Rashi wants to prove. The Shtayim doesn't matter. The halacha is a mice that's mechayiv dinu nefashos, or that has a tzadinu nefashos, a mice of dinu nefashos, depending on Tana v'cheski or not. A mice that's either actually mechayiv dinu nefashos, or a mice according to Tana v'cheski that has a tzad of dinu nefashos, is not mechayiv dinu mamonos. You don't have to worry about the Shtayim. So Rashi uses Tana v'cheski to prove it, because we hold from Tana v'cheski, halacha, we pass from Tana v'cheski. That's an easy way for Rashi to make that point. Rashi's not in the sugi right now, Tana v'cheski over there, and I'm based. He doesn't have to go into all the shittas. So he gives me a simple mahalach. If you hold from Tana v'cheskia, so it's muchach, that it's not a function of Shtayim. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't hold from Tana v'cheskia, the Yisoy could still be emes, that it's not a function of Shtayim. Either Torah says Kter Shosoy. So maybe Kter Shosoy labdafka, that's what you're saying. Or even without that, Kter Shosoy was only by Malchus and Mammon. We're not talking about Malchus and Mammon, but we're talking about Misu and Mammon. By Misu and Mammon, the Torah doesn't use language of Shtayim. Even though Rashi has this habit all the time of quoting Teir Shossi when he's talking about Misu Mammon. Yeah, that's not the end of the world. At least according to Rabbi Yochanan, we'll say Malchus Mammon, maybe that's Shtayim, but Misu Mammon is not Shtayim. It's just Im Lo Yi Osan, Onish Yi Onish. Din Osan and Din Mammon don't go together. So before Machteris, there was a Din Osan. If there's a Din Osan, there's no Din Mammon.
We're in this chat, so why would the Gemara Lama Zayin have to make a tzricha so? If the nafkamina between the two psukim could be above machtes and shibas akela.
Yeah, I was wondering about that actually. I can ask anyway. Why did Gemara make the when the Gemara makes the tzricha so? Why didn't it answer? I need misa mama for tana vecheske. By malchus and mama, there's no din of tana vecheske. By misa mama, you have tana vecheske. So I need loy osan. No, maybe I don't need it, because if I learn out Misa Mammon from Malchus Mammon, then I'll apply Makab Hema to teach me even B'Shagid. Well, that's the Teretz. Ludvarecha. Forget my whole circle Teretz. The Gemara went a lot of Zayas, it makes a Tshichasa between Misa Mammon. Meir is asking, the Gemara Lama, I'm saying now that Misa Mammon and Malchus Mammon have different Dorim. That Malchus Mammon is Shayim, and Misa Mammon is not tied to Shayim. It's just when there's a din Misa, there's no din Mammon. Nafgamina for above Machteris. It's not Shayim, but there was a din. But there's a din Misa when he's in the Machteris. Beil, there's no din Mammon. So Meir is asking, so the Gemara Lama Zayin, when it makes the Tricha, so why do we need both Lo Yosan and Kteir Shosoi? The Gemara should answer, we need, even if I had Kteir Shosoi, Pasuk of Malchus Mammon, I would still need Lo Yosin for the case of Boba Machteris, where it's not Shtayim. That's basically what you're asking. So I'll ask you Ludvarecha. Why do you think my answer? I need Lo Yosin to teach me, because Misa Mammon has something that Malchus Mammon doesn't have. Misa Mammon is even Meshaygig. Malchus Mammon has only been Mezid. La Halacha, the way we've asked him. Tana Vecheska. So the answer is, I don't need Lo Yosin for that. Let it say, just there, Shosin. From Teir Shossi and Malchus Mammon, and I learn a Kavachayim to Misa Mammon, if I didn't have the Tzricha Sot. And then Tana Vecheske will be in the Gala that by Misa Mammon it's even Meshagig, but by Malchus Mammon there's no Tana Vecheske. No, once you have Tana Vecheske, then I'll know Bama Machteris too, because Bama Machteris is certainly a guard in the Shagig. So the Gemara that's there is going La Halacha that we hold from Tana Vecheske. If you hold from Tana Vecheske, then I know that it's not Shayim ready from Tana Vecheske. But in the Chanami, if Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from Tana Vecheske, there'll be a defense of the Tzricha Sot. If I only had Kteir Shosei, I wouldn't know the din of Bava Machteris. But the Gemara can't answer that because the Gemara is going that we have from, without that we already know from Tana Vecheske. All right, this is extra pilpulim. This is not the. I'm by us and I'm down on the base. Yeah, he's going in Rabbi Yochanan and he quotes the pasuk of Isha Achas. El Mishim Risha Achas. That's why we show you, because it's not Risha Achas.
That's easy to explain.
Yeah, it's easy to explain. That's the next line in the Gemara. I was actually explaining by Malchus a moment. Oh, that's not good. Rashi explains it. Rabbi Yochanan says it's only been made in that Bishayu. Says Rashi, why? Because Bishayu is Hashtayim. So you're asking. That's Malchus. By Misa doesn't say Shtayim. So it's like Rashi doesn't explain that. Like, why? What's again, going into Agamor of Dimi, he has a machlekes of Yochan and Rishlokish. Rabbi Yochan says it's only been mezid. Kim Rabbanim is only been mezid, not b'shoigig. So Rashi is a hesber because it says k'tei chosoi b'shoigig, which means shtayim. B'shoigig, it's not shtayim; it's only achas. So the question is, that's a good hesber for Malkus Mammon, but it's not a good hesber for Misa Mammon. Rabbi Yochan is also talking about Misa Mammon. So yesterday I said that Rashi Shita is that after I have the pasuk of Lo Yosan, it's just a gili mil so that everything goes into k'tei chosoi, like we have in Rashi Makas Staf Yid Gimel. Such a lashon. So therefore, k'tei reshosay is really embraces everything. Everything is included in k'tei reshosay, and everything has to be shtayim. The way we're saying now is not true. You see from the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Baba Machteres, that misa moment has nothing to do with shtayim. Maybe Malkus moment is shtayim. Misa moment is not shtayim. So we'll have to say in Echanami. The ratio here is only going on Malkus moment. Malkus moment, if it's Malkus moment, is only mezid and not shoyging because it says shtayim. You're asking me. That only explains Malkus Mammon. It doesn't explain Rav Yochanan and Shita by Misa Mammon. Why by Misa Mammon does Rav Yochanan only say that it's been Mesid and not B'shagig? What's the answer? Now, why didn't Rashi explain that? What's the answer? That's the next line of the Gemara. Eisei Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan. It says Lo Yosan. You know, Malkus Mammon, I hear you, Rav Yochanan. Okay, it says Derish Osan. But what about Misa Mammon? It says Lo Yosan, my love, Osan Mamish. That if somebody gets killed, you're part of a moment. Answers Rav Yochanan, Loi din osin. He reads the pasuk, Loi osin means din osin. And Mele, it says in pasuk that only if there's a chi of misa, only if there's a when there's a din osin, then you're part of a moment.
That's
not so terrible. It's a nice sensitivity, but it's not so terrible. That Maestro Rashi has to explain. You know, where's the Shlokish coming from? Okay. Anyway, it's interesting. Oh, so anyway, it's opened up a little bit, these issues. I hope. So anyway, if we want a bottom line, I think but the bottom line is Pashtus and Rashi is that Kimli de Rabbine, even after Tana Vecheski, is a din of Beistin. It's a din of Beistin. That Beistin doesn't have a koyach like Rashi says in Bamsi. Ein lenu koyach lein shishtayim. And that's true both by Malkus and by Mammon. It's a din of Beistin. And that's why, by Rav Yochanan Taka holds that Chayvim Malkus Shogeg. There's no Kimli D'Rabbanei. Rashi explains because we're not coming to be Manashim Shtayim. We're only based only coming to be Manashim Achas. And Misa Mammon also is only a Dinah Beistin. Like Rava said, Esten Osotor Fil Bolim. That's a Rashi learns Rava. It's a Dinah Beistin. Rav is Chayiv Lotzus LeShemayim Itofes LeMavkinim. It's a Dinah Beistin. Misa Mammon is also a Dinah Beistin according to Rashi. At least according to Rava. Maybe Rabbi disagrees or Papa, but. Right now we're busy with the Rav. It's a din and based. So if it's a din and based in, right, it's a din and based in. Therefore, Rashi and Sanhedrin asked, this is how we're learning Rashi and Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. What was Rashi's question and Sanhedrin Ayin Beis by Bob Machteres? Rashi and Sanhedrin's question was, am I said this didn't based in the Torah castes in terms of Shtayim? By case of Bob Machteres, it's not Shtayim. Because now there's no longer Shtayim. Yes, there were two, but when he believes the Machteres, the Chiv Misa goes away. We don't want to be Machayim Misa anymore. So it's 2 minus 1, not only 1. So now we're only trying to be Machayim Achas. So why does the Mishnah Sanhedrin say that he's potter from breaking the chavis? He should now that he's out of the machteris and we're not trying to be manashim miso, let's be manashim mammon. That's Rashi's kash in Sanhedrin. Where did the shtayim go? I mean, it's not shtayim. Why is there initially a kimli drabim? Rashi's teretz is Tana Vecheskil. What's Rashi's teretz? Rashi's teretz is you see from Tana Vecheskil from the Cheskes Megala that it's nothing to do with Shtai. I don't need Shtai. It's enough to have. It's enough that there was. It's enough that there was din in the fashas. If there was din in the fashas, or there's a tzad din in the fashas, as long as there's a tzad din in the fashas, ein lenu koyach la'ein shei din in mamadus. And therefore, even after he left the machteris, but there was a tzad din in the fashas. Since there was a tzad din in the fashas, so ein lenu koyach la'ein shei din in mamadus. That's the translation of the Rashi. It's the pashut, the translation of the Rashi over there in Sanhedrin. So our question was, that's good if you hold from Tana v'cheskia. But Rashi himself tells me in Petalot, not everybody holds from Tana v'cheskia. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Tana v'cheskia, at least in Rav Dimi's version. The Gemara in Hanechnokim holds from Rav Dimi's version. Rav Yochanan doesn't subscribe to Tana v'cheskia. According to Rav Yochanan, there is no Tana v'cheskia, only Chayv v'Misses Mezidim, not Chayv v'Misses Shoigim. So if that's the case, so according to Rav Yochanan, everything is totally in Shtayim. So had the kushi l'duchta. Went by above the machteres. Now he's outside of the machteres. He's no longer chayim misa. We're not trying to be manishim shtayim. So why is he chayim mamon? Where's the shtayim? It's not shtayim anymore. You ought to be chayim mamon. The answer is that it only says shtayim by malchus mamon. By misa mamon, it doesn't say a lashon of shtayim. By misa mamon, it says a lashon of him lo yia din osin onish yonish. If there's a din osin, there's no din mamon. So above machteres, there's also a din osin. Bottom line is, when he went into the machteres, he had a din osin. He was chayim misa. So a mice that has a din osan doesn't have a din moment. Meaning, a mice that based in that a mice that has a mice that's actually mechayev miso, based in can't be done that mice din moments. So the act of breaking the chavis in the machteres was mechayev miso. It had a din osan. It was mechayev miso. When he was in the machteres, he was chayev miso bepoil. We're going to in Rabbi Yechon. There's no from Tana v'cheske. Shoygi wouldn't be good enough. But he was not. It wasn't b'shoygi. It was b'mezid. He was really chayev miso. He had a din osan. If he had a din osoin, then the Torah says there's no din mamon. I don't need shtayim for that. By malchus, I need shtayim. By misa, doesn't say anything about shtayim. It says if there's a din osoin, there's no din mamon. And here there was a din osoin, so there's no din mamon. So why does Rashi have to invoke Tana v'cheskia? If that's the case, it comes out that we can answer Rashi's question. Rashi's question on the Mishnah there in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis. We don't need Tana v'cheskia to answer Rashi's question. We can just explain it in the basis of the lashon of the pasuk. So the answer is in Echanami. Rashi didn't need Tana v'cheskia. But it's just a shortcut. You see it clearly in Tana v'cheskia. According to Tana v'cheskia, for sure it's not a din shtayim. So Rashi quotes Tana v'cheskia, but we don't mamish. Rashi's, that's the easy way out. But even if you don't hold from Tana v'cheskia, the yisoid itself is true. Could still be true that it's that misa mamon is not a function of shtayim. Malchus mamon is a function of shtayim. Misa mamon is not totally in shtayim. It totally was there a din osin. Was there a din osin? There was a din osin. So once this ma'isa had a din osin, he was chayim misa v'poil. So there's no din mamon. Okay, good. Let's just jump to the next time. I want to do the tesis, the long tesis from Yikul Mandala.